Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study on 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, we were talking about the word all. In the verse, abstain from all appearance of evil. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I can remember, this was back in the 60s. I was an 18-year-old boy. I was downtown in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Now, being the first time I was down there by myself, I didn't know which bus to catch. And I didn't really know the names of routes and things like that, and I was too shy to ask people. And so I decided, well, I'm going to walk back home. Well, I knew the way back, but as I walked back, I walked through one of the roughest and most dangerous parts of town. There was a black man that started walking beside me, and he said, I better walk with you through here. It's actually dangerous for you to be here. And he walked me to the other side of that section. And boy, I was glad for that. He had boots on. And when he said he had to go a different direction now, when he got me to the other side, he showed me that he had a gun in his boots. And then he asked me if I had any money I could give him. Well, I pulled a dollar or so out of my pocket. And he took it, and he went on. Now, he didn't say, give me all your money. He didn't say that. So in a sense, if he'd been caught, he wasn't robbing me. But he took it. I was just really glad he did not ask to see my wallet, because I had just cashed my paycheck, and the dollar and some little bit of change I had in my pocket was from something that I'd bought. I believe I'd just bought a Bible downtown at a bookstore. Now, I really, at that time, wasn't much of a Christian, but I do remember trying to witness to the man there as we were getting ready to part, and as he was telling me about his gun. I figured if I was going to die, I wanted to go before God as a witness. Now, none of that would have happened if I had caught a bus, the bus that would have taken me safely through. Now, in life, our trials and troubles oftentimes come from not being in the ark of safety, the Lord Jesus Christ. When we're going through the rough sections of life, we too often are there because of our own failures. Too often, we get in that time, and then we begin looking for the bus, and it's kind of late when we should have already been on it. So, the first two words here of 1 Thessalonians 5:22 is abstain from. Now, the third word is all. Abstain from all. Now, simply stated, this word means entire. Everything and anything. Nothing excluded. Now, friend, don't make a sacred cow of any lust of the flesh. In other words, do not allow anything to be an area in which you will not surrender to God. Now, I know that on this broadcast, I have used the following illustration, but I believe that it illustrates the point very well. If you own a house, a mansion, and it has 40 rooms in it, and it also has horse stables, and it's got about 100 acres, and everything's fenced, and everything is so nice. And you say, Lord, I'm giving you this mansion, this estate, everything is yours, Lord. The horses, the barn, the pastures, the acreage, all the rooms of this house, except the den. The den is mine. And, Lord, I'm just keeping that one thing for myself. Well, my friend, at that point, you have not surrendered it all to Christ. You say, what do you mean? Well, first of all, you're calling the shots. You're telling the Lord what he can take, even though you're giving him most. You're the one calling the shots. Instead of saying, Lord, it's all yours, you tell me what you want me to use, if anything. And so the first point is just simply saying that if you've got anything in your life that you're going to hold on to, don't want to give it up, you enjoy it too much, you will not be able to grow spiritually beyond that point. Now, don't miss what is being said to this point. Do all in your power to continually keep from and in no way associate yourself. We remember the Lord Jesus Christ raising Lazarus from the dead. Jesus had the men remove the stone and the clothes from Lazarus. He did what they could not do, which was to raise Lazarus from the dead. Now, my friend, do not expect the Lord to do what you can do. God comes in when you've done your all and it falls short. He makes the difference. But we must keep it in mind, God's will must always be God's way. And now that leads us to the next word here in 1 Thessalonians 5:22. We are to abstain from all, the next word, appearance. Now that word has in its original definition the idea of the external form, the appearance, the figure, the shape, the likeness, what the eyeball is going to perceive. The idea is then abstain, that is, don't pattern yourself after any or every kind of something. Don't have an association with it. Doesn't that remind us of Romans 12:1-2, and the word conformed? There we read, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Let me just quickly say that the being acceptable must be on God's standard, not our standard. And the word service there in Romans 12:1 comes from a Greek word that is often translated worship. But you go into the second verse there, Romans 12:2, and he says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, the word conformed there, it's conformed to the world, is that the world, which you see, that's which is perceived, it might be the sound, it might be the sight, it might be the hearing of the ear, it could be the deed. But don't pattern yourself in your spiritual life after the world. Rather, be transformed. Or transform comes from a Greek word, metamorpho. We get our word metamorphosis from it. It's the idea of a change that starts on the inside and works its way out. And that's what happens at salvation. The Holy Spirit comes in you the moment you're saved, and then he must work in you before he can work through you. But once he's in there, his work begins, and he must work his way outward from your heart. So he says, be transformed. How are we transformed? By the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. How do you renew your mind? Think on the things of God's Word. So the appearance, the outward thing that we see. Now, there are, therefore, two thoughts on this word. Again, the appearance is what the eye can see. So have no association with something that the other eyes can see or perceive. In other words, they would recognize its association with something. I teach in my church a Sunday school class of 50 to 65-year-olds. And the other day, to show them what I meant, I hummed a tune from the 1960s. And then I asked, does anybody know what that tune is? And one guy, of course, in that age group, raised his hand and said, oh, yes, that's from the cigarette commercial, and a certain cigarette tastes good. And so after I hummed it, and there was that association, he knew what it was associated with. And I says, now, what would that be like? He was able to associate that with a cigarette, and then I try to put spiritual words to it. Well, you have the two being combined. And that would go against the thought here. Our thoughts would go on to the world, and we are to abstain even from the appearance, although we try to make it a nice appearance. Keep yourselves from it is the second idea. Don't be friendly to it. In other words, do not become a drug addict to win the drug addict. Do not become a drunkard to win the drunkard. Do not use rock and roll to win the rock and roller. We are to abstain from the appearance or the likeness of evil. Now, that takes us to the fifth word here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 22. He says, abstain from all appearance of. That two-letter word, of. The idea is of pertaining to or even ownership by. That word of is pertaining to or ownership by. Abstain from all appearance of whatever it is that is owned by or is in any way associated with whatever they're talking about in this verse, to whatever it pertains. Now, don't miss. This verse is an imperative command just as strong as the Ten Commandments in the Old Testament. This is a verse that is an imperative command to every person that is saved, to every person that's on their way to heaven. This is an imperative command. It's for you. This is material that one day will be covered as you stand before Christ at the Bema seat or the judgment seat of Christ. This idea, to abstain from the appearance of, not only affects our life at church, but our life at home and our life on the job. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.